Yeah, I mean, that's like,
that's what's going through my mind, is that I'm on the court to stop the other team's best player, other team's best guard, and when it comes down for that one-on-one matchup, that's what I want, and that's what I practice, and that's, I've been in that moment, so it's just, it's not thinking, it's really just, I need this stop for my team, and I was glad, I don't remember once it happened. But I guess it happened multiple times.
There was the one at the very end, right before the buzzer, you tipped it out.
Mm-hmm. There were two
defensive plays right before that. But also, had, I think it was 10, I don't know the final number, but 10 plus more rebounds than them.
Oh, we did.
That was a big deal. How were you able to just, you know,
We've always been, since I've been here, we've always been a really good rebounding team. And we just have players that, you know, they, like even our guards, people like Asmar, Chiron, Mike, like they go to the glass, and then obviously Malcolm, Nico, like we have size too, so that's something that like we've been good at all year. Honestly, the past 2 years has been one of our best traits, and it's something that is really big in close games like this down the stretch. You know, like you want those extra possessions.
Speaking of Asmore, you said the last game he had 21 off the bench. This game, another massive game off the bench. Like, how much did that do for you guys, having that just jolt of energy off the bench?
He's a hooper, man. I mean, he's going to be really good, and he already contributes to us crazy. So I think when you're not in practice every day, it's surprising. But, like, I feel like to all of us, it's not surprising. Like, Asmore can do all that stuff. I see it. We call him Bagmar for a reason, because he's got a deep bag.
Miles, today you guys were outscored 38-24 down low, whereas it feels like almost every game you guys are the ones that dominate the paint. You know, Williamson obviously had 15 points in the first half. What was kind of like the locker room discussion on how to kind of mitigate his damage?
Well, it's kind of funny, because what we ended up doing is we ended up switching, which you would think would allow him to get going more, but what it did is it stopped us. It basically allowed us to like load up a little bit more and stagnate their offense a little bit more, as opposed to them being able to get into like putting two on the ball and then forcing rotations. We were able to kind of just hound him a little bit more, and it also helped that he was in foul trouble too. That was also pretty big. But we forced him into 4 turnovers, I see. So that's gonna be, that's really helpful, you know, when you're trying to stop a player like that.
When you got Otto coming with that big block at the end there, and then just like losing his mind, like how does he just ignite your team and your bench?
I mean, he's just crazy. But you know, you see that stuff and it makes you like, you're like, oh, bet, like we got some energy, we got some going for us, like. Yeah, he's funny. That's my guy. But yeah, that's big for us. Yeah. And he's an important player for us.
You mentioned like moving the ball was a big thing on offense. I know like when you guys aren't really playing on offense, you guys get stagnant. That's kind of the thing.
Yeah, facts.
Do you know like when you are getting stagnant, like why that's happening? Like what are some of the things that cause it?
Stagnant?
Just like not moving it as well as
I think, and this is something Coach has been talking about a lot, I think sometimes the different lineups we have out there, mm-hmm. We struggle like with what to do next, and I think that's because like we've had so many people in and out, but you can't blame everything on that, and yeah, I think just getting reps and chemistry together, but it seems like we're starting to get a better understanding of that now.
You spoke about like the difference how having new players coming to the lineup. Like so far this year, you've used as many starting lineups as last year in total.
Oh wow!
Yeah, like, through 12 games or 13 now, obviously. Like,
yeah.
This one.
That's good stat, bro.
Yeah. Same amount as last year. So
yeah.
I guess how difficult is that for you as a player? You know, you're playing with not brand new guys. Obviously, you know them. They're your brothers. But
yeah.
Brand new starters. How difficult?
No, I mean it is different, and it's funny because going into this year, you know, the mindset was like, oh, we're just gonna pick up where we left last year, but I think, at least at the beginning of the year, like I think I might have been the only starter from last year. Oh, and Chiron.
You returned actually all 5.
Yeah. So, it's It's what was the question again?
Yeah, I was like, how are you able to just play with all these new players, like plug and
play?
I mean,
at the end of the day, like, it's nothing crazy. Like, it's just like, you know, we practice together and we talk about it and we're yeah, you know, stuff like that. And so we're able to kind of figure it out on the court. But obviously it hasn't been a seamless process, so.
Well, so you guys had 6 players in double figures today, and I mean, Malcolm, that's not even mentioning Malcolm, who was right there with 9.
Yeah.
Just talking about, like, the camaraderie that this team has, you know, continued to build, and, you know, just when one guy can't get it going,
yeah,
you know, you got all 2 out of the 3 guys that can just flip the switch.
Yeah, I mean, we just have a very, we have a deep team, man, and that's, like, our biggest benefit, is that you can't always predict where it's gonna come from. And you know, you're going into the Bucknell game, you know who it's coming from. You know, and you play us and you might not know. So I think that's kind of it.
And last question for me. You know, you guys went 18-for-21 on free throws today. You know, I've been struggling, been a little spotty throughout the year in that department. Do you kind of see a page turning with this game, or?
I mean, you'd hope so, right? I mean, I think one thing this year's taught me is that you never know what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, I think we've been shooting mad free throws, like, every practice. Mm-hmm. Like, so, you know, it's good to see it translate a little bit. So,
thank you, Moss.
Thank you.
Is it for me?
All right. Yeah, Moss, appreciate it.
What up, guys?
How
you guys? Oh, my God.
The vegetable.
How do you feel?
Tired, that's really it, but I feel good. That was a great win for the team.
So just walk me through that block, like that. I mean, we saw the emotion afterwards. Just what was going through your head?
I think everybody knows it at this point. I've been struggling quite a bit through the last, like, 10 games. I've been back from injury, and I had a few talks with my coaches and such, and they just told me to be the authentic me, and I got these flamboyant shoes, and I started trying to be a crazy guy again, to be a psychopath, so... I think it sort of showed today. I think I shot probably my most shots I've shot in a while with 11 today. I was just being really aggressive, trying to be old me, and that really helped me out throughout the entire game. And then defensively, Williamson's probably the best big in the league right now, behind me, and Malcolm Chemezi and Ben Defty. But I just wanted to show that you can fucking stop them.
Yeah.
Mind my language.
I asked Miles this question too, but how badly did you think you guys needed that win?
You know, coming off 2 road losses is always hard, and we're a home team. I think everyone knows that we're on a 6-game home winning streak, I'm pretty sure now.
Yeah.
We're really good at home, and at halftime, I was telling the guys, I was like, we gotta win this now, because it's big time for us getting these home wins, because you have to win at home if you want to win in the playoffs, and try to get a seeding and to get home, and playing away is hard, and so trying to get as many wins as possible during league play.
Can you walk me through, like, what specifically makes playing on the road harder?
You know, it's sort of the adjustment, right? At least in the Patriot League, like, we get a day before, we're on a 6-hour bus ride because all of our schools are spread apart. You get there next day, tired, don't really get to shoot around sometimes, gyms aren't open, used to a new rim. We're in a very small gym, so, like, depth perception's not very a big thing, so it's just sort of getting used to a new environment quickly is really hard, and teams like playing way tougher when they're at home. You get the call a little bit more, so, you know, we got to figure out a way to win away, but right now, staying at home, I'm very happy for Monday too. We get to be at home, don't get to travel too much.
Miles mentioned it, and you kind of did, like, your craziness out there. When you have 4 offensive rebounds, I think on every single one I saw you yelling on them, which is, like, how much does that do not only for yourself, but then also your teammates? They're speaking about it, they love it, it pumps them up. Just, where does that come from? You're just, like, fiery out there.
I'm just a maniac, sincerely. It's been to me since I was little. My mom could tell hours and hours of stories of me just yelling at people and just being crazy when I was little, and I sort of want to bring that love back to the game that I've had. It's just a lot of emotions come out when you're sort of in that moment.
And that last rebound you had, I saw that I don't know if it counted as a rebound. I don't think it did, but you chased down and you caught off the missed 3. I thought you had a double-double there. I was, like, so hyped. You were 1 short, but just you grab and you just start screaming. It pipes everyone up. Hype is incredible for the game. I just want to say that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I like being a maniac sometimes.
You know, talking about being here on or at home, you guys have always been very streaky, like you said, six games in a row with a win. Attendance today was 900 people. The case definitely felt pretty packed, and we could hear them. You know, as you guys were mounting the combo, what does it mean for you to play when the case is this packed?
You know, I love being cases packed. It probably built into a lot more of the energy that I had. I was throwing my arms up all the time, trying to get people up and antsy. But it's just that I fucking, mind my language, love Case Gymnasium. You know, I love seeing as many people come. I love seeing it rock. I love winning in front of a bunch of people. That's always the best feeling, winning in front of a bunch of people. And yeah, it reminds me a lot of my high school. It's very similar to my high school gym. And I really enjoyed the like condensed field. The 900 people felt like there was 10,000 in there today, so that was awesome.
Does it kind of like, you know, mess with you mentally if, you know, Case is not as packed? Obviously, like we're a school that's not really sports focused, and I mean our best program is probably, you know, nationally the hockey team. Does it kind of impact you mentally at all if it's like, you know, less packed and you see a lot more empty seats?
No, the thing that we have at Case that I very much so enjoy is our band. Our pep band is always into it, and they're always loud no matter how many people are there. During winter break, we had barely any people here because it's winter break. So those guys were loud, and it was a blast even with them in the crowd, and pretty much only them. But we get a lot of people now. It's very nice compared to my freshman year, right, coming off of COVID and, like, everyone getting back.
Right.
You didn't have too many fans, but now we get big crowds, and it's awesome. And starting school up, it's awesome.
Sweet, man. That's all for me.
Sweet.
Thank you.